This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley for a big weekend.
Huge weekend.
Huge weekend.
Yes.
Spoken like a San Francisco fan.
What?
What?
Crazy talk.
Yeah. Just, you've been looking forward to this for a while, haven't you?
Mike's been looking forward to it for years.
For years.
Ever since, what, 94, 95?
Well, last year was kind of tough.
Yeah.
So close and not there.
Not yet.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. So are you having a big party for the big game?
We are, yep.
Are you? Lots of people over. How many people?
I don't want to count it up. A lot.
No, I want you to count it up. How many people are you expecting?
Oh.
Roughly.
It could be around 30.
Oh, my Lord. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people. Well, you're above the average. You know, some things about, you know, the Super Bowl being this weekend and stuff. A lot of folks will get together for parties and things and whatever. But did you know that... The Super Bowl Sunday is the second biggest food consumption day of the year in the United States. Behind,
I wouldn't have thought that.
Behind what day?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, of course it is. Thanksgiving would be the day we overindulge more than any other. But then according to the Snack Food Association, they say Americans double their average daily consumption of snacks on Super Bowl Sunday. More than 33 million pounds of snack foods are consumed in that one day. And if you're planning a party... The average number of people that attend a Super Bowl party is?
15.
You're pretty close. 17.
Yeah. Hmm.
17 is average. So you're above average. And then, you know, 5% of the viewers will watch the game by themselves. They'll just watch the game. But while one out of every 12 people watch the game, they'll be suffering through because they don't really care about football.
Commercials.
They just want to see the commercials. That's right. All they want to see is the commercials. Well, so I was kind of wondering about commercials, because there's usually so much about that. In fact, a lot of the advertisers that do buy advertising time on the Super Bowl, which is incredibly expensive, it's a lot of money. They spend a ton of money, millions of dollars for a 30-second ad. And that's just to show it. That's before they actually pay to produce it and everything, too, but for the time that they buy. But, you know, you get to a lot of people. That's why folks do it, because there's so many people standing around TV sets, and the expectations are always very high when it comes to Super Bowl commercials. Everybody thinks that the bar is set so high, and boy, these commercials just set. How many times have you watched the commercials during the Super Bowl and come away disappointed, thinking, gee whiz, that wasn't very good?
A few times.
Cause
I mean,
just...
there's been a few that you're like, really? They did that? They could have done better.
Yeah, you think, oh, your expectations are just set so high.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I noticed a note on the Associated Press wire here this week that they put a little note out saying 10 spots to look out for during Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So there are some Super Bowl ads this year that'll be kind of interesting. You know, celebrities and humor, babies, cute animals, all those kinds of things rule the commercial breaks. But, you know, it's a big showcase. Over 111 million people will be tuning in. So marketers have spent millions, and they pull out all the stops to wow their viewers every year. Well, there are 10 spots this year that they hope will make you skip the bathroom break or the refrigerator run, if that's the case, perhaps. But that they have put together some interesting ones. And here's some of the ones you might want to look for. Keep an eye for these when you're watching the game this weekend. One of them is Samsung Mobile's two-minute ad. They have a two-minute ad.
Whoa. I wonder how much that cost them.
Yeah. A two-minute
Yikes.
Ad. Those are almost too long. It's only 2 minutes. You know, in the grand scheme of things, not a lot.
But
when
commercial...
when you're watching a commercial, it seems like, how long is this going to last?
Yeah.
That's a risk. It's a really big risk. They're doing a two-minute ad in the fourth quarter. It's going to be on in the fourth quarter. It's called The Big Pitch, and it stars actors Paul Rudd and Seth Rogen. They were in the movie Knocked Up.
I love Paul Rudd.
Really? Does your husband know that?
Yes, he does.
Okay. It was directed by Jon Favreau of Iron Man fame, but the company has not released the details about the ad's plot, other than to say that it shows Rogan and Rudd on a quest to become the next big thing.
Oh, boy.
A teaser ad shows Rogan and Rudd trying to talk about a Super Bowl ad without saying the word Super Bowl.
Of course, yeah.
So, Samsung. Remember Samsung Mobile? Okay, they have a two-minute ad. It's in the fourth quarter of the game. That's
Samsung.
Where they bought the time.
2 minute,
Samsung.
Fourth quarter.
2 minute, fourth quarter.
Okay.
Ready, set, break.
Break,
okay.
Yeah.
That's your call for the day. Okay, now watch for that one and see if you can find that. Best Buy has a 30-second ad that'll run in the first quarter of the game, and it features Amy Poehler of Parks and Rec fame on NBC. Of course, she was on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
But she just, it's I don't know, I bet it's an annoying ad because she just asks a Best Buy employee tons of questions.
I could definitely see that being annoying.
Yeah, I bet it's rapid fire, too. Has to be in 30 seconds. So that's one that they say to watch for. That could be funny. Another one is from Kraft, and they use Tracy Morgan, who's in NBC's 30 Rock.
Yeah.
He's going to introduce their new Mio Fit water enhancing drops in a 30-second ad. That'll be on in the third quarter.
Okay.
So watch for that one. It could be funny. Okay. Another one is Hyundai's, the Hyundai Motor Group, their Kia.
Mm-hmm.
They invent a fanciful way that babies are made.
I think I might have seen something about that on online. Is it something to do with space?
Yes, it is. They invented an ad that that shows a different way that babies are made. They're blasting in from a baby planet. The ad is called Space Babies.
Oh boy!
It's for the 2014 Sorento crossover, is what they're advertising. So yeah, Hyundai Motor Group's Kia. Okay. They're going to be watch for that one. That could be weird.
A little. We'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Could be a little weird. Okay, another one. And this is a first-time advertiser. Paramount Farms is going to be touting its wonderful pistachios brand of nut in a 30-second quarter, a 30-second ad, rather, that will appear in the third quarter.
Okay.
That'll be on in the third quarter. It's their Get Kraken campaign. And it, oh boy, this could be annoying.
Oh, great.
It stars Korean pop sensation PSY. Is that how it's pronounced, PSY, or is it?
I couldn't tell you.
I think that song's annoying anyway. PSY.
So.
Yeah, that weird.
Hopefully, I'll be at the fridge at that one.
Song that everyone seems to want to dance to these days. Okay. Let's see. Another one is a first time advertiser of the Super Bowl, Axe Body Spray.
They do pretty good commercials already.
They have different ones.
Yeah.
They have a 30-second ad that'll air in the third quarter of this year's game, and it shows a woman in the ocean getting rescued by a sexy lifeguard. But she goes for an astronaut instead. It promotes Axe's new cologne Apollo, and its content, it's a contest to send someone to the first suborbital space tour in 2014. So I guess they have a contest to send somebody into space.
Whoa.
So that's a different one. Also, Audi has a 60-second ad that'll be on in the first quarter of the game. It ends, it's got an ending that's voted on by the viewers. It'll show a boy gaining confidence from driving his father's Audi to the prom, kissing the prom queen, and getting decked by the prom king.
Okay.
So I guess he's a little too big for his britches when he's driving the Audi, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be on in the first quarter. Now, another one, and they've been longtime advertisers, Frito-Lay, Doritos.
I was waiting for Doritos to come up.
Yeah, they had to have one somewhere. It's called Crash the Super Bowl Ads, and they're back for the seventh straight year. They have two 30-second commercials, and they're made by consumers.
Those are good, I think.
These are ads that are made by people who just wanted to give it a try,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be on the air. Fans voted for one winner, and then Doritos chose the other. Doritos always has good ads during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they do.
At least they have in the last few years. Ford Motor Company has an ad. They've enlisted late-night talk show host Jimmy Fallon to choose road trip stories submitted by Twitter with the hashtag SteerTheScript to base its Super Bowl commercial for Lincoln.
Hmm.
The storyline for the 30-second ad was developed from 6,117 tweets about road trips and features some rapper who I've never heard of, Joseph Rev Run Simmons, Will Wheaton, who acted in the iconic science fiction series Star Trek The Next Generation, is probably more famous because he keeps getting cameo shots on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
But that's from Ford Motor Company, so that'll be on, too. You like Jimmy Fallon?
I'm not a big fan.
I find him almost annoying.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel?
Kind of tries too hard.
Different story.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. And then also, there's another ad that they say to watch for. It's the Milk Processor Education Program, known as Milk Pep, and it's popular for its Got Milk ads.
Okay.
Those are print ads. But these are going to feature actor and professional wrestler Dwayne The Rock Johnson in a 30-second ad in the second quarter that's going to be directed by Peter Berg, who directs Friday Night Lights. So they don't say what it's about, but I can only imagine if it's got The Rock in it.
Yay.
You know, I think over the years, more people have talked about, and it's kind of a sad commentary on the type of football we've been subjected to in the Super Bowl, because most Super Bowls have been terrible, terrible football games. Blowouts early on, and everybody loses interest and things, but we've had a few good ones, but a lot of them are just dogs.
Really?
However, the commercials people seem to be talking about after the game.
Yeah.
In fact, I know there are many, many teachers around the country who teach different types of courses with regard to the media and what have you, and pop culture, things like that. And they record the ads. And they will turn around. And of course, you don't really have to sit there with a VCR anymore and just record the commercials during the game. They're all on the internet the next day.
Yeah.
So you can find them out there. But they'll use that to try to, you know, kind of study the different ways that people will go about trying to get folks' attention. And I guess if you're going to get folks' attention, that's the time to do it, is during a game when so many people are watching. Yeah, that's a lot of folks there, too. So have fun, enjoy your parties, and make sure you pay attention to those commercials.
Yeah.
Somebody paid a lot of money for those.
Yeah.
Don't DVR
the
commercials. A lot of money. Amen.
Yeah.
What do you got over there for stuff?
All right. Well, with the game, you can hop on over to KC United Methodist, their Sunday school. They're having their annual sub sale. It's on February 3rd. You can get a sub sandwich, chips, pickle spear, and dessert just for $3. Or they're $2.50 each for six or more meals. And you can pick those up at the church from 11:30 through 1. And they can also deliver in Adair, Casey, and Menlo. You can call the church to place your order. It's 641-746-2210. And all proceeds go to their Kids to Camp Fund. That's the Casey United Methodist Sunday School's annual sub sale on February 3rd. And that's for $3 or $2.50 each for six, and you can call the church to place your order. The Marnie Community Club will meet on February 3rd at 4 at the Marnie Community Building. The Atlantic Community School's annual band spaghetti supper, that's on February 4th, and they'll be serving from 5 to 8 in the high school commons. Tickets are $6 for adults or $4 for kids, and then kids 4 and under will eat free. You can get those tickets from any band student in grades 7 through 12, at the door, or by contacting Mr. O'Donnell at the high school. They do have takeout available, and proceeds will be used to fund the 2016 band trip. That's the Atlantic Community School's annual band spaghetti supper on February 4th from 5 to 8 in the high school commons. Firehouse Flames Bingo, that's in the Memorial Building in Audubon on February 4th. They will have a light lunch available at 5:30, and then early bird bingo at 6:30, and then regular bingo, which is sponsored by the Firehouse Flames, is at 6:45. Again, that's the Firehouse Flames Bingo at the Memorial Building in Audubon on February 4th, and that starts with a light lunch at 5:30. Red Cross Blood Drive will be in Red Oak on February 6th. That is from 8 a.m. to 2 at the Red Oak High School. The Nishna Valley Shrine Club will meet at the Feedlot Restaurant in Atlantic on February 6th at 6:30, and they'll have their social hour, and then they'll have their meeting after at 7. It's the Nishna Valley Shrine Club meeting at the Feedlot Restaurant in Atlantic on February 6th at 6:30. For the kids, you can go roller skating at the Agri Hall in Audubon. That'll be on February 8th and 15th from 6 to 8:30. They'll have a beginner's time around 6:30, and then the others can skate on from 6:30 to 8:30. That's just $4 per person, and it's sponsored by the Audubon County Fair Board. That's roller skating at the Agri Hall in Audubon on February 8th and 15th from 6 to 8:30. The Wyota Fire Department Valentine's Supper, that's on February 8th and 9th. You can choose your day, and their serving time is from 5 to 9. They'll be serving your choice of 12-ounce ribeye or Windsor chop, along with corn or green beans, roll, and dessert. It's just $50 per couple, and all proceeds for that will then go to the fire department. You can get your tickets or reservations by calling 249-6921. So Wyota Fire Department's Valentine's Supper on February 8th and 9th from 5 to 9. Gun Show is coming up in Red Oak on February 8th from 4 to 9, and then on February 9th from 9 a.m. to 5, and also on February 10th from 9 a.m. to 3. That will be held at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds. There's 85 tables of guns and knives, ammo, cowboy memorabilia, Western collectibles, coins, and more, and admission is just $6. The Southwest Iowa Gun Show in Red Oak, and that's February 8th, 9th, and 10th. The Gray Fish Fry will be held at the Gray Schoolhouse on February 10th from 4 to 7. Coming up in Anita, their Red Cross Blood Drive will be held on February 12th. That's from 12 to 6 at the Community Center in Anita. It's a Red Cross Blood Drive in Anita on February 12th from 12 to 6. Another Red Cross Blood Drive will be held in Atlantic on February 14th. That is from 11 to 4 at the Wesley Heritage House. You can contact Julie to schedule an appointment at 243-1850. Again, that's the Red Cross Blood Drive in Atlantic on February 14th from 11 to 4 at the Wesley Heritage House. Also in Harlan is a Red Cross Blood Drive on February 14th, and that is from 7:30 to 1:30 at the Harlan High School. Later on in February, the Cass County Conservation Board, they're holding an owl prowl. The owl prowl will be held at the Pellet Memorial Woods outside of Atlantic on February 15th at 7 p.m. And they will hike and try to call in various species of owls that may be in the park that night. All ages are welcome. And then the couple's snowshoe hike will be held at the Pellet Memorial Woods outside of Atlantic on February 16th at 8 p.m. And then this is co-sponsored by Brinks Flowers and Gifts in Atlantic, and both events are free. Be sure to dress for the weather, and both events will be held even if there is no snow. The EHK Optimus Annual Soup Supper will be held on February 23rd from 5 to 7 at the Elkhorn Town Hall, and then supporting funds will be provided by Thrivent Financial. Again, that's the EHK Optimus Annual Soup Supper on February 23rd from 5 to 7 at the Elkhorn Town Hall. A scrapbooking event is coming up in February on the 23rd that will be held at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, and it's an all-day event. It's from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's $30, and that includes lunch and dinner. There'll be scrapbook vendors and door prizes, and the registration deadline for that is by February 20th. So hurry and sign up for Atlantic's annual scrapbooking event, which is held on February 23rd at St. Paul's Lutheran Church from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Also, a Boots to Heels conference is coming up for rural women. It's on February 23rd at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. That is from 8 a.m. to 3. A sign up for that needs to be done by February 15th. Registration fee is $30. If it's after the 15th, then it's $35. Or also at the door, and you can come enjoy light breakfast, workshops, lunch, entertainment, and door prizes.
Lots of stuff.
Yes.
Oh, very good. All right, we need to take a short break, and we'll continue with more for you here in just a moment.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
Oh, back with more for you here. A few other things going on here around the area, too. You might want to jot the date down here on the calendar. Next Saturday, February 9th, will be the 11th annual Soup Cook-Off in the Shelby School Gymnasium. That's from 5 to 7:30 p.m. The Shelby Depot and Trail Committees have made some progress, and they are hoping to get more accomplished here with this fundraising event. There'll be a pie auction as well. They have at least 12 teams registered to compete for prizes in the cook-off so far, and the prizes will be awarded for the top three soups as determined by a team of judges. And in addition, there'll be prizes for the top three soups in the People's Choice category. There'll be prizes also awarded for Best Team Spirit, Most Unusual Soup, Best Outfit, and Best Dressed Table. And they have a People's Choice Award determined by votes that people place in the team voting jars. You cast your vote by placing money in the jar of your favorite soup. One penny equals 1 point. And all the proceeds will be used for improvements on the Old Stone Arch Nature Trail. So that's coming up again on Saturday, February 9th from 5 to 7:30 p.m., and that will be at the Shelby School Gymnasium in the community of Shelby, the 11th annual Soup Cook-Off. That sounds good.
Yeah, I'd like to join that one.
You've got some unusual soups that you've done.
A little bit, yeah. Had buffalo chicken wing soup. Had a buffalo chicken chili. I don't know, chicken tortilla is really not that strange, I guess. But
it is to me. It sounds strange to me. But I'll try anything. It's nice and warm. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Let's see, also the second annual Anita Redneck Tractor Burr Ride will be held on Saturday, February 16th. That ride will be 100% in and around Anita, so you don't have to worry too much being stuck out somewhere in the cold. The tractors will unload at the Anita Airport. They'll have coffee by the Friends of Lake Anita, and then they'll depart from the airport at 9 in the morning. If you'd like more information, Bill Russell, Maynard Hansen, and Dean Stormer. They're the guys in the know. They're the ones you need to call to let them fill you in on all the important details. And if the weather's bad, you'll listen to us. We'll tell you if it's going to be rescheduled or not. But really? Really? You're thinking about riding your tractor in February and you're worried about the weather being bad?
Yeah.
Really?
Who thought of that?
Yeah. No, you'll be fine. Also, jot this date down. The Cass County Pheasants Forever Banquet is scheduled for Saturday, March 16th. That's at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic. Doors will open at 5 p.m. with dinner served at 6:30. And if you'd like to get your advance tickets for that, and that's probably not a bad idea. They usually do pretty well with selling tickets. Matt Dollison is the guy to call to get your tickets. Again, that's Saturday, March 16th at the Cass County Community Center, the Cass County Pheasants Forever Banquet, not too far down the road. Oh, that's what I have here anyway. What do you have some birthdays there for us?
I do. I would like to wish happy 95th birthday to Aida McKee of Anita, formerly a Messina. She's celebrating her 95th birthday on February 4th. If you'd like to send her a card to wish her a happy birthday, you can send them to the Caring Acres, 1000 Hillcrest Drive in Anita, 50020. So happy birthday to Aida McKee of Anita, celebrating her 95th birthday on February 4th, and wish her a happy birthday and send her a card to Caring Acres, 1000 Hillcrest Drive in Anita, 50020. Over at the Friendship Home in Audubon, happy birthday to Norma Peterson, celebrating her birthday on February 5th, and also to Dolores Feltner, celebrating her birthday on February 7th.
Great. I don't have any anniversaries.
No anniversaries.
No new babies to tell you about, as opposed to the old babies, I suppose. You know, something that's been going on here, it's starting this month now here in Cass County especially, is Going Red. There's a Go Red for Women's Health effort, a Paint the Town Red effort, and the folks at the with the health organizations here in the county are really trying to push this. It's an effort. It's geared toward women specifically, but it's not really that specific. I mean, it's really for everybody.
Okay.
Well, everybody should be concerned about heart health.
Yes.
Okay. But there are some specific events and things for women and stuff that kind of appeals there too. But everybody can get. Everybody can be helped by some of the things that they have.
Okay.
You know, like, for example, they list here, did you know that you can fight cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke with one simple thing that you have in the drawer at home? A fork.
What?
Because you have to eat better.
Oh.
Eat right. One of the more important things you can do to protect yourself from disease is to eat healthy. I hear silence. As everybody gets ready for a football party this weekend.
Perfect timing.
You know, whether or not you have a family history of things like cancer and diabetes, heart disease, or stroke, what you eat and how much you eat can help to reduce your risk. And actually, if you're one of the many Americans who do not smoke, eating well, along with being active and maintaining a healthy weight, is one of your best defenses against disease. So you want to eat at least 5 servings of vegetables and fruits each day. Choose whole grains over processed or refined grains and sugars. Substitute healthier fats for the not-so-healthy fats. Watch your portion sizes and choose foods that help maintain a healthy weight. Also, you want to, of course, get active.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. I know everybody says, I don't have the time to exercise. You know, you should actively exercise for about 30 minutes or so on 5 or more days each week. 30 minutes or so per day. I know some folks say, 30 minutes? I can't find a half an hour. Yes, you can.
Did you watch a certain episode last night?
Yes, you can. You know, you can living a physically active lifestyle doesn't mean you have to just change everything. You know, you can walk, you can bike, do some housework, gardening. It's not, you don't have to go out and run a marathon.
Right.
It's not necessary. It may sound impossible to find another 30 minutes or so for physical activity during the day, but remember, you don't have to do it all at once. You can break it into maybe 3 10-minute segments throughout the day or a couple of 15-minute segments. Stretch for 10 minutes in the morning. Take a 10-minute walk during lunch. Go for a 10-minute walk after dinner. You don't have to do that much.
No.
But a little bit sure helps get you started. You bet. Smoking, of course, I don't. Do I need to go further?
No.
Don't smoke.
Yeah.
Just leave it at that. If you smoke, stop. It's that simple. The benefits are immediate. And get your yearly screenings and things, too. It's amazing when you look at some of the risk factors and things about, especially like heart disease. Men age 55 and older, women age 55 and older, you're at an increased risk for all these kinds of things. Look at your family history. You know, all the things that we just talked about, high blood pressure, cigarette smoking, cholesterol levels, obesity, not much physical activity, you know, all those kinds of things. If you fall into those categories, take a look at what you do. Or don't do in some cases, and make the changes so that you can be around for a little while longer.
Yeah,
we'd like to see you around here for a while yet. So you know, just think about those kinds of things, and you don't have to make massive changes in your life. Little subtle changes along the way, kind of ease into some of those things, and maybe you'll feel better too.
Mm-hmm.
Feel a lot better.
Every bit helps.
Well, and you know, when you live an active or a healthy lifestyle when with regard to eating, smoking, alcohol consumption is another one there too. You know, all those exercise, all those kinds of things. It's amazing how little you complain about what a bad night's sleep you had.
Yeah.
When you do all those other things, you sleep better too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that is attractive to you, and I know it is to a lot of people.
Definitely.
There you go. There are some things that you can do too. Hey, I want to kind of end with a little funny.
Okay.
Saw this in the Griswold American this week. It was actually in the Griswold American a long time ago, but it was in there again this week. It was in their looking back section.
Yeah.
From Wednesday, February 1st of 1888.
Wow.
125 years ago. It says, a Missouri man says that he recently walked into the woods, painted a black circle on the end of a log, and when he went back to the log an hour later, he found 300 dead rabbits there. The animals having mistaken the circle for a hole in the log. And they tried to dash into it, and they dashed themselves to death on the log. It says, though, rabbit hunters should remember, however, that the man telling this story lives in Missouri.
Ouch.
Apparently they were prone to tails.
Yeah, apparently.
I actually saw this. I've seen this before.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, where you paint like a black circle and like on a log, and it happens. I saw it in a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Oh, geez.
And it worked.
Well, of course it worked.
I actually saw one time in a Roadrunner cartoon, you know, the coyote
and
the Roadrunner.
And...
Well, yeah, there was this big rock there, and the coyote, Wile E. Coyote, he painted a big, like, it looked, you know, it looked like an entrance
like
to a tunnel
or
there.
Something
yeah,
like,
just
yeah.
black entrance to a tunnel there. And the Roadrunner, he ran right through it. So it can happen. It does happen.
Yeah, if it happens in a cartoon, then sure enough.
You mean cartoons aren't real?
No. Not really? Saying that.
I thought they were based on real things. Wow.
Yeah.
Shocked my world. Okay. Well, if it worked, I figure if it worked for Bugs Bunny and it worked for Wile E. Coyote, maybe the guy.
Some guy in Missouri.
Maybe this guy in Missouri back in 1888 was onto something. Who knows?
Oh.
I think he was just too cheap to buy traps.
Yeah, there you go. Probably.
Well, that's all the time we have for you this weekend. Hope you have a great one. And well, I hope your team wins if you have a team in the fight here this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't. I really don't care who wins. I just hope it's a decent game for a change.
It'll be a good game.
Yeah, the food will be good. That's all that matters.
Food's always good, so you don't have to worry about that.
All right. Well, this is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.